Hello and welcome to the podcast that is In Anything at the Minute. They say it is, in fact, it isn't yet, but the reason why I'm recording this is so that something's here to hold its place. In Anything at the Minute will hopefully be coming to iTunes in September, possibly a little bit before that, but I can't promise anything. Just depends how quickly I can get enough interviews together to have a safe buffer. And also just to feel like I'm doing it justice in terms of my interview skills and the production values that I really want the podcast to have. So really all I can tell you is my plan for the podcast and also where it's come out of. So really it's been born out of my own frustrations with myself, and that is my own frustrations at my own need to tell little white lies and fibs about my career to other actors when they ask me what I'm doing. For example, and I've put this on this website already, I had a particularly quiet 18 months, but kept meeting people telling me how well they'd heard I was doing. And I realised that that was my fault. It was pissing me off, but actually I was solely responsible. So I started thinking about it and I realised that actors do it to each other. We do it to ourselves. We all get depressed when we're not working. We all get very sad. We all enjoy the massive ups when we are. But of course, when we're not, the reverse is true. So we walk around with our heads down. We bump into a friend. The first thing people often ask is, so how are you? And more often than not, an actor will respond, well, I've just done this thing. And it's, you know, just done could be 6 months ago. And I've started to think maybe it's time we all started to be a little bit more honest with each other. So that's the first part of it. And again, to kind of explain that, the aim of that really is, and this is a grand aim, and I'm not going to apologize for it because I think it's an extremely valid and valuable one, is to improve mental health amongst actors. I think it's just far too common that we hear of actors suffering from depression, and we also hear of actors, you know, not that well known and extremely well known, ultimately taking their own lives. And I don't want to get down that road too far, but I think if we're all honest with each other and we have discussions in which we, as listeners, can recognize ourselves. So if I talk to an actor and it turns out that that actor, who might be quite successful, has maybe had a quiet year where they haven't worked at all, they've considered quitting, and they've had friends who've quit and they've been jealous of them, then maybe for that person listening, the whole experience becomes a little bit less lonely. And I have felt lonely in the past, even though I'm married very happily and I have a fantastic dog, classic actor. Sometimes I get very lonely. I think I'm the only person in the world that isn't working. So that's kind of the first reason why the podcast has come about. And it's kind of selfish because I want to listen to these interviews. Which brings me into the second point, and that is really that most interviews with actors that you find online, on television, on the radio, focus on things that are of interest to the general public. And that's not to say they're not of interest to actors, because let's face it, they are. And we all like to listen to the latest Hollywood celebrity talking about their blockbuster movie because it's escapism, essentially, in the same way as the films are. But what's more rare is a conversation between actors discussing not just the lows, but also the highs and the graft of what we do, the hard part of what we do as actors. And that's the same for everybody, I'm convinced of it. The more I work and the more I work with actors who have been heroes or certainly people I look up to, the more I realise that these people also have the same difficulties that I do. Very few actors are lucky enough not to fear where the next job's coming from and not to feel lonely when they're not working. So I thought, if I can interview actors that you know and that you don't know, that are in work and that aren't, and I talk about similar issues, and I say issues advisedly, I suppose, because I don't want to go down the road of being therapy on a podcast, because it's not, because I'm not qualified and you're not interested. But I do think it's important that we have honest discussions. And as a summary, I suppose, that's the tagline, that's the summary of what it is we do. It's the Honest Actors Podcast, restoring the balance in the conversations that we're having and hearing about acting. And if I can do a tiny bit of that, if I can, you know, get some way towards my goal in the first year, then it will have been a success. This for me is a project in discovery. It's me teaching myself new skills. And I suppose it's just a way of keeping sane between jobs. And God knows we all need one of those. So hopefully you'll join me on the journey. Hopefully we'll have a good time along the way. And hopefully we'll all get a little something out of it. Hopefully. But anyway, thanks for listening to this very short introduction, which I've just rambled off the top of my head. And I apologize if at any point there's been a non sequitur or I've lost the run of my thoughts. That happens. Thankfully, in the interviews, I'll be talking a lot less. Anyway, thanks very much. I'll hopefully catch up with you soon, if that's the right expression. It's not, but you know, bear with me. I'm new to this. Thanks and bye for now.